Let's go, let's go, let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And on this Tim Tebow's birthday, the story of the day was Tom Brady.
Belonged to a different quarterback.
Yes, it did. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart here to go over what could be a really consequential day in the Patriots 2013 season.
You know how sometimes we do these and we feel like we're just kind of, you know, going through the motions and we do a 20-minute podcast? And
Not today.
Today we're discussing what will be the lead story on SportsCenter.
Yep.
And many sports casts throughout the country.
Yep. Because we witnessed today something that could potentially have far-reaching implications for the Patriots this year. It happened during an 11-on-11 period play. Tom Brady in a shotgun formation took a snap. And from his left side, defensive tackle technically, but he was lined up at the end spot. Adrian Claiborne bull rushed left tackle Nate Solder
and got him on his heels
and
big time.
Brady, Solder sort of landed on top of Brady, who was sort of crumbling to the ground at the same time, and sort of landed or was crunched awkwardly on his left side,
right,
and immediately rolled over onto his back and was clutching the area around his left knee. It could have been the upper part of his left lower leg.
Yeah,
it could
just
have been
below
the
left knee is where he grabbed.
But that's the same knee, you'll recall, that was struck by Bernard Pollard back in 2008, which you know the whole story there.
We should let everybody know that Pollard is not a member of the Bucs.
No.
No, and was not involved on the play whatsoever.
Do not blame Bernard Pollard.
But so after that play, Brady was on the ground for a few moments. Solder was standing over him, sort of not knowing what to do. Brady finally got up, walked to the sideline very carefully, had the medical staff with him, sat out for one play, basically, and then came sort of right back on the field, was sort of testing that knee, that leg, sort of stomping it into the ground a little bit, twisting the ankle around a little bit. Decided he was good enough to go back out, went out, handed off.
To a cheer from the crowd.
To a cheer from the crowd, right. Yeah, he handed off for a few plays, threw a few passes, and everything seemed to be, oh, okay, it's just a little minor thing, whatever. Then he went out for good. He left the field, went, according to people who were in the stands watching, went into the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse right behind the practice fields, and was not seen thereafter for the remainder of practice. And then the speculation began. And then actually, a fan who was in the end zone right where the play had happened, Johnny on the spot, just happened to have his cell phone ready and had recorded the play on video. It got posted to the internet and was
everywhere,
being downloaded and watched everywhere during practice.
Because it was at a point in practice where cameras
are not allowed to film anymore.
They're only film a
media
certain
cameras.
Period. Media cameras.
Right.
So all the TV stations that were out there, the internet cameras, had been shut off. So only a fan was able to capture the play in question. But it's definitely concerning. I am leaning towards optimism, quite honestly, because, A, the fact that he went back out there after talking to Jim Whalen, the Patriots head trainer. He went back in, took those reps Eric talked about, and then even before he left, there was a little bit of a powwow. And
yes,
Belichick, Whalen,
McDaniels,
I don't know exactly who was
It was Belichick,
it was a group.
McDaniels and Whalen,
right,
with Brady.
And then Brady left. So, you know, it's always dangerous to speculate, but it just didn't feel like there was this urgency. We know it's really bad. It was more,
well, just the fact
who
that
knows?
He came back out again. Like,
right,
when he tore his knee in 08.
He was done.
He was done.
He knew he
walk.
Was done. Everybody knew he was done.
He had people carrying him off. I mean, the fact that he actually was able to go back out and play must give you some hope that it's not
not obviously major. It could end up being major.
It could end up being.
It could
but,
be minor. We have no idea. It's pure. Anything right now is pure speculation.
Right.
But
I'm going to
stay
away from
the fact that he went back in there
and then couldn't
I feel
do
better
it.
About it. Was what, you know, we know he's a tough guy. We know he's played through endless injuries.
Yeah.
Maybe that falls on the other side. Maybe you worry because he is so tough and he does play through pain and he's not a baby. You know, maybe a baby would have gone immediately.
It's funny. Andy and I were watching and when he came right back, I said, oh, that's ridiculous that he'd leave for a play and come right back in. And then when I saw him on the first play, he immediately started limping. I said, Why is he on the field?
Correct.
I looked at Andy and said, this is practice. I mean, we're talking about practice.
Practice, not a game.
And he's on the field. And I said right away, why is he out there? This is ridiculous. Sure enough, it was only about maybe four or five snaps that he took after that. And he left.
And do it. Yeah.
Listen, I have no idea what it was the severity, but it ain't good. Anytime your quarterback can't finish a practice, it's not good. Hopefully.
Especially him. He never misses anything.
Hopefully they're erring on the side of caution, and we'll find out more in the coming days. But right now, not good.
We just don't know, as our boss
would say. For once, Fred Kirsch is right. We don't know.
And we did see Fred after practice, and his first thing was, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he wanted everybody to know he'll be fine.
Right. But
I actually tend to agree with him on this, but we'll find out.
But really, I agree with him more in that we just don't know.
We don't know.
And now this happened in the first 11-on-11 period of practice, which means there was about an hour left or so in the session today. So it was really kind of hard
for us. And I didn't see much of the rest of it.
Well, no, but it was also kind of hard for everybody there to concentrate on what was going on the field because we were trying to gather news.
It was a fascinating, you know, everybody pointed to that, the Egypt uprising.
Yes.
And Twitter and all that. This was sort of a sports version of the fascinating modern day with the fan with the cell phone camera, with, you know, people downloading the app or whatever to get the video. Reporters huddled around phones and laptops to see a replay, to see a better, closer look. Who, you know, first they didn't know who the defensive lineman was. Oh, then it's Adrian Claiborne. And what happened? What's he grabbing? It was just, you know, you think about 15 years ago, it would have been, I don't know. It looked like he got twisted up and then he left. Like, you have nothing else to go on.
Right.
You're done.
And no cameras would have gotten it because chances are, you know,
right.
Even if a fan does record it, there's no internet to put it up to.
It's just a fascinating new age news event that we just witnessed.
Now, ESPN scroll is saying that it was an apparent knee injury. So we don't really know for sure, but Fred says we don't know.
I think that's a dangerous leap of assumption.
And that's why we're sticking with lower left leg.
Yeah.
Because that's all we could see him sort of tending to.
Oh, no question.
There was one positive sort of on the injury front.
Yeah,
Brandon Spikes returned to practice after missing yesterday. It wasn't obvious why he wasn't out there yesterday. Maybe it wasn't injury related at all. But he was back out on the field in full pads. Didn't seem like anything was limiting him in any way.
One minor the other way, if we're going to just kind of get through the injury things here. Vince Wilfork did go ride the bike sort of at the end of stretching, right before group work, early in practice, and nothing major. I mean, he then practiced, he was out there, whatever, but just, you know, keep an eye on,
Yeah, and before we go, we'll also add that Daniel Fells, Big Smooth.
Yes.
We talked yesterday.
Looked like he may have
hurt his left shoulder. Well,
he was not able to practice today.
No, point
either. So, unfortunately, the big news of the day involves injuries for the Patriots.
Yeah, the story today is
none bigger than the one to Brady. We're just going to have to wait and be patient to find out more information on his condition. That's really all we can give you right now, unfortunately, because speculation really just doesn't do us any good.
I'm not even willing to speculate knee like ESPN.
No.
I think that's – unless they have it on good source.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
And I don't think they do because it says apparent. So
yeah,
it sounds like they're just basing that on I don't know what.
The Patriots were sort of going with the undisclosed term.
Right.
You know, so I can't imagine they got it from anybody in-house, let's put it that way.
Correct.
So joint practice will continue tomorrow.
We're wrapping this up,
This is a wrap-up sign, Chris.
You can stop playing
the music. That's what the signal is for.
It'll be a lighter practice tomorrow, but we should note that – that's loud. We should note that, you know, this obviously puts into question – the reps in the game Friday night,
of course,
the quarterbacks. You know, last week Ryan Mallett leaves early, Tebow plays. This week Brady may not be out there at all, which is what I'm leaning towards at this point. I would be a little dubious that he would play.
And it will be interesting to see if Brady even appears for the walkthrough tomorrow.
Correct.
Because, you know, as we saw last week in Philadelphia when Alphonso Dennard was hurt all week, he came out for the walkthrough, then left. And then came back to watch the end, and he didn't play at all. It would be very curious to see if Tom Brady is a spectator at all tomorrow in the walkthrough. But we'll be there to see, and we'll let you know if you can't be here to watch for yourself. For Paul and Andy, I'm Eric. We will see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.